Live from Los Angeles, this is The Bachelor Masters. EZR, here we are, first episode with Colton. I gotta admit, the first half hour when they were doing these live remotes, I was ready to turn the TV off, shut down The Bachelor Masters, and renounce podcasting for the rest of my life.
I don't believe you. Yes, it was so rough.
It was excruciating. It felt like the Super Bowl.
Yeah, we were talking about how it feels like we're watching sports. You wouldn't, with a rain delay, you wouldn't rewatch sports. So this has no rewatchability either.
Yeah, that's a really good point. Now, I give them credit for trying something new. There was some speculation on Twitter that they felt that Colton was so boring that they really had to come up with a new format to really get us interested. But I'm going to stop being negative. I know our listeners are going to be shocked. After that first hour of live remote time, the second couple hours, I thought it got really good. I don't really see what the big deal is with Colton. He's well-spoken. I didn't hear him say or like once. The only time I heard him say was at the very end when he was doing his live bit. So that was very refreshing. And since lot likes, when people say like, it rubs off on other people. Even the women weren't really saying like.
I think he's a good learner. I think he's just, he does what he's told. So if someone speech trained him, I think he's that kind of people pleaser.
He's on TV. I don't fault him for having a speech trainer.
No, but we've seen people who don't listen or who don't know how to absorb it, I guess.
Yeah. Well, Ben, is it Ben Higgins? Is that his last name?
Ben Higgins is the one who came out. But there's another Ben. That's why it's confusing that that person said, I love Ben. There's been two Ben Bachelors.
Oh, yeah. I was wondering about that. Well, Ben Higgins was the most recent one, right? He was a high school quarterback. Okay. He said, like, throughout his run, I just couldn't take it. So anyway, I think Colton's pretty cool. What do you think?
Oh, well, let's first say that it's a very lonely place here. We're missing.
Yeah, I was avoiding talking about this just because I'm so sad.
I'm so sad.
There's only two of us. I know. Chris is traveling the world right now. We had a clip. I actually went to our countdown episode and clipped out this very representative Chris bit. Where he says something that's just very Chris, and we were going to play it, but we just couldn't get the technology working just right for today. But maybe we can play it for him live next week.
Yes, let's do that. We miss you, Chris. We want your input on bland night one. Well, yeah. So Colton, I mean, as a general synopsis of what happened, it was a good first night. I guess he seems interested. He seems happy. He doesn't seem jaded.
Yeah, he totally seemed happy. And he didn't seem medicated happy. He seemed like just a normal amount of happy.
He can't believe his luck, like a very, what he portrays himself to be, a innocent, naive person. And yes, maybe he is the perfect bachelor in that way. You know, I'm looking for the train wreck, but you know, even the train wreck man who they talked to, they put Jason Mednick on for a little bit. If you remember, I know you don't remember his season.
During the
baby section.
I think we got to dedicate a significant chunk of our podcast here to those live remotes. I'm not ready to do it yet.
Oh, okay.
I got to like build up steam and get my speech up and running here. Caffeine level higher because those were just so awful. And I have a lot to say about them. But regarding Colton and the selection of Colton and how he performed, I can't believe I'm saying this, but it's almost like the producers know what they're doing.
You know that the producers know what they're doing. First off, because they twist the reasons for him not wanting to be on The Bachelor. Everyone said online there was a huge discussion going on about why he's not why he shouldn't be The Bachelor. The number one thing was that he treated Tia terribly. He is a virgin for
whatever reason.
Attracted to the opposite sex, whatever the reasons are. That's not the truth, probably. Right. But they were speculating a lot. But when they brought that up to him, they completely twisted around and said it was because he wasn't ready.
Right.
I poured through hundreds of comments and never saw what they said. So if the producers are manipulating us from the TV, then they're probably how well are they manipulating the women? I can't believe they're twisting this narrative to convince us at home.
Let's give this whole thing the benefit of the doubt. I don't want to get into conspiracy theories just yet. although if Chris were here, he would rightfully point out that if you're not trying to manipulate the game as a contestant or The Bachelor, then you are in it for the wrong reasons.
It depends what show you're watching, though. I'm going to argue with Chris about that next time.
Okay. Yeah. Our next episode. Well, let's give them the benefit of the doubt. We went over this during our countdown episode a little bit. I expressed how I think it's just lame and stupid to accuse him of being gay. I think that's played out, tired trope. It's perfectly okay for him to be a virgin. Of course they're going to bring it up, and it's not really, well, the producers could have edited it out, but it's not necessarily their fault that it was brought up so often. The women brought it up. I think Chris Harrison only brought it up sitting down with them at the beginning because it just needed to be said. What's the big deal? So he went through high school. I mean, I was a virgin in high school, despite me trying very hard not to be. I got to college and that changed, but it didn't change for him. Maybe he was really focused on his studies. You know, my brother was a NCAA athlete and they have a tight schedule. You have to be in study hours from this time to this time. You have to meet with a tutor from this time. It's all mandated. You got to be in the sports facility. You got to keep your grades up. He could have very well just said, you know what? I'm not going to deal with that. Maybe if I get a girlfriend, we can work that out. But maybe he didn't get a girlfriend. And then for him to say, hey, you know what? I'm just going to kind of roll with this and keep my virginity for someone special. What's the big deal? Why is everyone so against that and trying to come up with all these conspiracy theories? Enlighten me, EZR.
Well, according to the girl that asked him, why are you a virgin? I think her name was Erica.
Yes.
She said what everyone's thinking, and she said it to him in a nice way. What he said sounded to me like the reverse of what you just said. He kind of said he started it off for religious reasons.
No,
and then
didn't.
He kept it going.
No, he didn't say that.
He said
he didn't start it for religious reasons. He said it just happened.
No, he said I started it off for code for religious reasons.
No. We cannot say that. That's putting words in his mouth, because when he was talking to Chris Harrison, he gave almost the same answer. It was completely not about that. He even said, this isn't about religion.
He said these dog whistle words.
Well, sure, but that's not, if his parents were bringing up, don't have sex. And aren't we in an era where we're trying to teach the up and coming generation that abstinence is the best way to avoid teen pregnancy and diseases?
No, that's the 80s. That's not now.
Well, the millennials are having less sex, apparently.
Because they're on the computer, not because of that. I'm serious. I do think that's why porn.
Well, people over the age of 65 are having less sex, too, because they're on the computer more than the millennials are.
I don't know about that, but I know that millennials, or even younger than that,
Gen Z,
destroyed for like, sex is not that important because they have access to porn, and no sex can live up to porn.
I think they're weighing the risks and the rewards. You know, when we were growing up, we had no idea what sex was. Our parents didn't talk about it because we're Gen Y and we're from the lost generation of, we never got to talk because our older siblings, the Gen Xers, got to talk and it didn't work. So we had to go into it blind. I mean, my first sexual experiences were a complete disaster, right? The millennials at least are educated into what sex is. The schools are starting to come around to it. They have plenty of material online, including Wikipedia. Anyway, he comes from that generation. He is, I think, a millennial. It's not his fault. He comes from a conservative family. Their take was don't have sex for religious reasons. That doesn't mean he had to do it for religious reasons. You can grow up in a religious conservative family and you yourself not be religious.
Well, conservative values. People won't admit to religious values on here unless it is their number. I mean, it'd be so hard for someone to say, I've never heard anyone say, I'm a Christian. I've heard people say, I am religious. I believe in God. I've heard people say everything around it except Christianity, the word Christian.
Right.
So that's kind of how I took it, because you can't say what religion you are. That's what I thought. And then him giving a very normal answer, saying it started off for his conservative values.
Okay.
Let's just say that. And then it became that marriage is not necessary for him to...
But he wants to be in love.
He wants to be in love because now you don't really need to be married. I think that's where pop culture kind of seeps into his conservative values, is that he's just looking for someone special. He's not
He made it this far. I totally get just my... What are his options? One night stand? Those are very often not good sex. Prostitute? Those are... Losing your virginity to a prostitute. I know somebody who did. Apparently, he's a complete disaster.
Jesus.
You know, Tinder, Bumble. I mean, why not just keep waiting? I just don't have a problem. That's cool. I commend him for that.
I agree. I know so someone.
Why are we arguing?
No, my issue is that Chris Harrison sat him down and said, "Let's talk about why you're a controversial bachelor." And they didn't. And the reasons he said aren't why he's a controversial bachelor.
Yeah,
no one ever said that. Yeah.
When Chris Harrison said you're controversial, and then laid out the reasons why, those are not the reasons people didn't like Colton.
Yeah,
it's true. But I got to say, I like Colton now. I was kind of like, whatever. You know me. Our listeners know me. I wish they'd start over with a new bachelor from out in the wild. But now I like Colton.
Yeah. Night one, I can't. I can't believe he kissed anyone on night one.
Well, she kind of kissed him, to be fair.
Miss Beauty Queen kissed him first,
and she was getting lessons in sign language from somebody, and it was the word for kissing, and he didn't go in and kiss her. So
that's another lady I'm talking about.
Yeah, Zach. No, I know.
Oh,
yeah, no.
Yeah, no. The first, okay, he kissed. I wrote it down.
Yeah, it was the South Carolina.
He kissed Miss North Carolina,
and then apparently the.
Yeah, I like
Alabama
that.
Alabama Beauty Queen in the Miss USA pageant. That's scandalous.
That is scandalous. right. So he kissed Miss North Carolina. And then the third girl he kissed was Katie. And he kissed someone else.
But he didn't kiss the woman giving him sign language for the word kiss.
He did not kiss her.
Yeah, that was kind of funny.
That was Cassie. But we're going to watch it back. And when he does, I'll point it out. But he is the one who kisses her, Miss North Carolina. He definitely grabs her face and kisses her, which is crazy. You know, I can see she's probably...
There's probably a producer jumping up and down behind her, like waving her arms, like, go do it. Kiss her.
So I'm glad we're talking about, well, let's go back to talking about the twisted reasons the producers wanted to say he's a controversial bachelor. And we're going to go back to our thesis here, right?
They always say odd things that don't quite line up. You know what I mean? Like, and don't they record this? They don't have the file on him, the social media file, the barometer, if you will, when they start recording. I mean, so they got it a little bit wrong. I wouldn't put that into the producers are doing twisting at the level of Unreal TV show.
I would say that if you're a casual watcher, you might like a few things online and you might have read a few things, but you don't remember. So then if they tell you on air what you're supposed to have, quote unquote, remembered, then they're convincing you of something that isn't true. I think that's intentional.
Okay. You know, definitely wasn't intentional was these two women wearing the same dress. That was pretty funny. What's that group texting service that everyone uses in the world except for the United States?
Line, WhatsApp?
WhatsApp, yeah, that's it. I'm surprised all the women, all 30, don't have a WhatsApp booted up so they can avoid wearing the same dress. You know what I mean?
I guess I don't know how WhatsApp works.
It's just it goes through the internet rather than cell service. So over the world where cell service is expensive but Wi-Fi is cheap, they use WhatsApp. That's all.
That's what people
use. I have used WhatsApp. Well, I have. You've probably used it in Mexico, right?
But everyone I know from South America, Latin America, uses it, and I'm asking why. But I guess it's what you said. I didn't know that.
Yeah, because they don't have the same cellular infrastructures. Because, am I going into this? It's because the United States set up its cell networks differently than the rest of the world. Right. The United States, they required you to pay a monthly contract, so they knew up front the amount of money that was coming in, and they were able to borrow against it. And even though it was more expensive for us, and we couldn't get out of these contracts early on back in the day, they blanketed the country with these cell towers. So we're now benefiting from cheap cell service. Like, minutes are meaningless now. And, right. But in the rest of the world, they didn't do that. They really stuck with the pay per the minute. They had a lot more burner type phones. And so they didn't have that same infrastructure. But now you go to other parts of the world, Wi-Fi, you can't find places that don't have Wi-Fi. So all the phones are geared towards using Wi-Fi apps. And
so isn't the rest of the world still on copper wires and not on fiber optic because they'd never changed the infrastructure, thinking they could reuse the infrastructure?
Yeah, but where I'm at, my place here, my internet is over copper wire. I mean, I can look outside my window and see the wire.
LA's is different because we have hills and because we have so much going on in every square inch of town. It's very hard for them to say, let's rip out all this wire and then put right. in fiber. You know,
I'm just saying, I don't think it has a hit on the Wi-Fi access just because they're not using fiber optics and they have backbones and stuff too. We're going to get all these tweets now that we tangent. Sorry. Because I just went on this big rant about cell networks.
I just was listening to the fact that Germany doesn't want to rip out all its copper wire and they don't want to put the fiber optics, so their internet is classically slow. So anyway, okay, let's get back.
Yeah, but they're also getting rid of all their coal plants and trying to become carbon neutral by 2020.
Yeah.
Germany. That's what a parliament will get you. You know, it's our Congress is all deadlocked. Anyway. Don't get me started.
Don't get me started.
Where's Chris? Our Chris. Bachelor Masters
right.
Chris.
Bachelor
Chris,
Masters
we need
Chris.
You. I got to say, how cool was that compilation video at the end?
Cool.
Got to say.
What?
I thought it was awesome.
Padded filler.
It's okay. He's been doing this for a long time. It's okay to do a tribute to your host after all these years. And it wasn't out of control. It was short and concise. And I thought cute and friendly. He seemed genuinely touched at the end. And his mom was there.
Ah.
Well, there's a Twitter account named Chris Harrison's mom. It's not Chris Harrison's mom. It's just, I think it's a guy. It's just some dude. So I tweeted at him from the at Bachelor Masters account. I tweeted, you're on TV.
How did you find it?
We have over 200 followers now, Easier, on Twitter.
I heard. And
a lot of that's just because I kind of blanket follow Bachelor hashtag, and if I like what someone says, I follow him, and oftentimes they follow back. So he's active on Twitter, assuming it's a he. I think it's a he. I think he uses that gender pronoun. Mm-hmm. So I tweeted at him, hey, you're on TV. And he wrote back, I know, I didn't know I was going to be on TV either.
I did feel like it was padded, right? The whole night one. We're live somewhere. We're going back and forth. We have special Bachelor alumni guests.
When
and
Bob Barker left The Price is Right, he did like a half year of celebratory shows and primetime episodes and talk.
Bob
talk
Barker's shows. A national treasure.
Chris Harrison is allowed 2 minutes of reflecting upon going to commercial at the end of a 3-hour episode.
You know why I had an issue? Because it did feel like they couldn't. There's no way they could have gone through 20 years of, when did it start? 1996 maybe, or 99? There's no way they went through 20 years of, it had to have been like 99, of Bachelor shows and cut out the best of. What are these called? Like blooper-y type stuff.
No, you're all wrong. I hate to say it, Easier, but you're all wrong.
And why did they do it?
Especially, they do it on radio. There's producers that they work 8-hour shifts, and radio shows are only 3 hours. So what do they do with the rest of their time? They clip stuff out. They clip stuff out for their podcast. That's big now. They have producers. They log every second of the video. They tag it when they record live, and then they send it to the editors. The editors aren't just having to slog through all that video. They're clipping out the tags based on what the producers are recommending.
So that's the best of. So that
they probably have a bin somewhere of best of over the years, and they just kind of fill it up in case they need it, and archival footage and all kinds of stuff. Yeah, you can search on that. So they just pieced it together. And I actually thought they could have used more old shots. I thought there was only that one sequence when he was saying something.
That's why I thought it was fake.
I liked looking back at his hairstyle changing. I thought that was funny.
Looks exactly the same.
There was one point when he was going for the wet look, you know.
Maybe he's dying. Is that what's happening? Why a retrospect? They didn't give us a marker.
You're being unnecessarily mean here. Why not a retrospect? He's been doing this forever. I think he's allowed to have a little bit of a retrospect.
I just like a time marker. I want them to say, today's the anniversary of 20 years on the air.
Okay.
Something. I don't want a random, you know,
That's fair enough. Well, then don't listen to talk radio ever again, because everyone from Howard Stern to sports shows to everything, they all clip together. They do it all the time. They do it monthly. They certainly do it at the end of the year. They do clip shows.
Yeah, that's what's different, because they're it's end of the year retrospective. And by the way, Howard Stern in the last year, I've heard him say things like, I'm about to leave radio. He's kind of giving
you... He has been saying that ever since he went to satellite radio. That's kind of his shtick. He is really? Only doing I think he only does 2 episodes a week now.
He does 3, right? But I know he was telling Sal that he's gone because Sal's such an idiot. Yeah. Are we sidetracking again?
On our playback, on our unofficial sponsor Hulu, this was the weird moment that I couldn't get my head around. It has nothing to do with the fact that she's pregnant or anything like that. But isn't this thing where the guy proposes to the pregnant woman strange? I don't think they're together. I think they're actually best friends.
They kind of feel like best friendy.
Yeah, there was no romantic relationship and he proposes to her. I think she was completely shocked, not because she's getting proposed to on national TV, because she just, why is my good friend proposing to me when I'm 9 months pregnant? Wasn't it weird?
It was weird compared to the other one, to the other proposal. I have to watch it again, I guess, to get what you just got. And they decorated the house to be flat, to be roses.
Well, that was cute. Well, you know, marriage is a financial transaction, really, when it comes down to it. So if he's...
Always has been.
You know, trying to, you know, he wants to marry her so she can get on his health insurance or vice versa. I'm like, that's cool. Whatever.
The parents are there. I never even noticed that.
Yeah, the whole thing was strange.
Oh, poor Jason and Blake took the whole thing in stride. That should have been them. One of them, right? The Bachelor. Despite what you're saying that you like Colton now.
They mean nothing to me. If Bachelor Masters Chris was here, he would say that these two guys, whatever their name, Jason and Blake, just blend into every other former male Bachelor contestant.
That's a classic sports term that I've been using a lot. That's ridiculous. You know, when they interview any sports guy afterwards.
What's the term?
Why did you win? Oh, we wanted it more. Like, what does that mean? No, you didn't. That's not why you won.
Well, you got to say something.
Yeah, they got to say something. But you can talk about what just happened instead of saying, never gave up hope. We wanted it more. Whatever. They always say the same thing. Anyway. Oh, they finally kissed. Okay. Well, I don't know.
As they go to commercial, you're right. Yeah, he gets her to do it, which is kinda, which is also weird and creepy. Okay.
He's on the fashion. Craig wants to talk about fashion, right? We were on the fashion release track.
Lots of glittery dresses.
Right. The Nicole, the Cuban descent lady, pointed it out that it's all very sequiny. Yeah. The NBA dresser, the black dress, the NBA dancer, her dress.
Okay. Shout out to a Twitter account who don't know if she's listening, but her Twitter handle's The Bachelor B Word. I think you and I and Chris, we had decided a couple seasons ago that the B word actually is a bad word. So that's why I'm saying B word. But we also decided that douche is a perfectly acceptable word.
Yes.
I just get a little conscious that maybe people listen to our podcast at work with speakers. So I don't want to blur out what could be a bad word. So anyway,
Tom Likas,
Bachelor B word. She's a fashion expert. I don't think she was doing it so much last season, but this season she's, at least on Twitter last night, she went all in on critiquing all of the styles and stuff. And she pulled out the woman who declared herself the fashion police that came out of the cop car. There's her sort of official Bachelor studio photo is her wearing a black top with this horrible plain red jacket. And she's like, if this is the fashion police, you know, she should arrest herself. It's pretty funny.
Hmm. Yeah. Well,
do as I say, not as I do.
So also
the women,
everything they're wearing is very in style, but very dated in style. This is the late 10s. What do we call 2010s? But it's very obvious that it's from now. You know how when things are.
It's not fashion forward, is what you're saying. It's fashion present.
It's like you can tell when something stands out to you that it belongs in the now, then it doesn't belong in the now. If it doesn't stand out to you, then it does belong in the now. Does that make sense? So, right now, what I know about fashion, as I, you know, I can look at people, what they're wearing, rose gold is in, cursive, cursive stupid writing on top of something saying springtime is here, or, you know, joy, you know, AF, some, you know, it's all kind of internet language in cursive. Yeah.
The yellow sort of semi-transparent prom dress that Demi is wearing is a little, that was a little weird. But she stands out. Got to hand it to her. But I got to hand it to the sloth.
Oh,
the sloth really stuck with it. I love it when the sloth finally comes out of the sloth gear and then she turns out to be this like annoying, super talkative woman.
Yeah. You know what I'm talking about? Yeah, of course. I she didn't last more than one night.
She's like, I love animals. I love animals. There's nothing I love more than animals. And he goes, yeah, I like sloths. She's like, why do you like sloths? What could you possibly like about sloths? She's like, well, I just sort of put the sloths kind of right behind dogs. She's like, all right, whatever.
Yeah, I think she was trying to come off sexy or something like that. And it wasn't.
Well, she probably was hyperventilating in that suit. I mean, maybe her blood sugar was probably in the gutter and she was overheating or something.
I think it's easier to do that because you're hiding behind a mask and you're committing all the way. Easy, and it's genius because it gets you to be removed but still there. It's I think that's the best way to go. Dolphin shark.
You can't say anything stupid if you're in a sloth costume.
Yeah, exactly. Right. And what about NBA? I want your take on the NBA dancers dress.
Yeah. I got some. Well, let me get to Demi real quick.
Okay, Demi.
She's obvious. Well, yeah, she's coming out as the villain, right?
I thought she was coming out as the this is the woman whose mom is in prison for embezzlement.
Yes, Club Fed. Yeah,
I think if they're not obligated to Tia, then she might be poised to be the Bachelorette.
She butt her head into every conversation. You know, sad. She was always like in the background spouting out something. As an example, I like this moment. So let me see if I can do this justice. So Demi asks. Miss Alabama, they're all sitting on the couch. She goes, what do you do? And Miss Alabama says, well, I'm the current Miss Alabama. And Demi goes,
what?
Do you remember that?
No. What does that mean?
That's exactly how she sounded. I don't know. It was like an O, like, oh, okay. But it was like a strange version of it.
Like an excited, I don't What? No, I don't remember this.
Yeah, and then my ears were kind of in tune to her for the rest of the episode where she just was like, that is you! In the background saying, like, she just butt in, like, oh, yeah, I did that.
I don't remember this. I don't
we'll
remember
have to, this. Yeah, well, maybe this could be an Instagram. You can clip it out. It's towards the beginning.
How come she's Demi and not Demi?
Right, the Rose Pricks podcast addressed that. I think they thought that Demi was not the proper pronunciation.
Right. It's a Seinfeld bit, too.
So it's just Demi is how it's supposed to.
Right. Because it sounds like I don't know. Anyway, I didn't. So they record a podcast like at 2 a.m. or something?
Yeah. I don't think they always did that, but I think they watched the East Coast feed because they're able to get it up pretty promptly after our West Coast feed.
Dang.
So they must have like, I don't know, DirecTV or something. Okay. Who's this woman here?
Hannah G.
Yes. I've been tweeting this. I haven't been getting a lot of tweets back. I thought it would be a bigger deal than it is. Right here. So right when she first sits down with him and talks to him in front of the fireplace, the very first thing she says is, so you do football and stuff. That's her opening line. And he still gives her the first impression. Some guys like that. Some guys like a naive-esque.
I didn't even notice that, but that could say it's a pressure. Oh, here we go. Craig.
Yes.
Watch him kiss Miss North Carolina. Yes. What's Miss North Carolina's real name?
Well, she's now Miss Under, whatever his
Miss last Underwood.
Name is. Miss Underwood. Isn't that Frank Underwood from Kevin Spacey House of Cards? Isn't he Frank Underwood?
Never saw it.
Because he's of the Underwood typewriter fortune. He's old money. All right, so they're talking, blah, 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 blah. I kind of thought they had similar faces. They both kind of have the puffy face thing going on. Do you notice that? Are you noticing that?
Yes, the shiny, cheeky.
Yeah.
Up, kind of an up face that makes you smile. You know, your
natural. Yeah, high cheekbones.
Yeah.
Wide face, eyes are set apart. Mm-hmm. Of course, she's wearing eye makeup that
makes her
probably survive a nuclear war or something. But
yeah.
All right, kiss. Come on, kiss her. I'm getting impatient.
I don't. Here. Well, don't worry. We'll cut this. You have beautiful eyes.
Oh, he's leaning over. This is, yeah, that's a good body. Oh, there he goes. He makes the original flinch, and then she jumps on it. That's
oh, yeah. Who wouldn't, right? You're going to kiss the bachelor out of 30 people? I mean, that was the first kiss. This is why it's so confusing. He gave the rose to
Hannah B.
I hadn't even noticed. Yeah. Wearing the rose gold sequins.
Yeah, it was a little bit of a misdirection that he didn't give the rose to Miss Underwood.
Maybe that's why he'll be an interesting season. Because what he does not match up with what he thinks.
Well, the first impression rose always goes to
the standout.
Well, but well, Hannah B didn't exactly stand out. I don't suspect. So you do football and stuff is a standout thing to say.
For men, it's well. Let's
I think he's. That. I think he's attracted to her physically. I think he likes
the Hannah G. Yes.
Yeah, and Miss Universe. Maybe he isn't exactly his type. Who cares? Types change.
Right. So he thinks Miss North Carolina is
Miss Underwood. Yeah.
Miss Underwood. Well, no, don't call her that because she's not Miss Underwood. He thinks Miss North Carolina is so beautiful and he has to kiss her because, wow, this girl's here for me. How exciting.
Right.
But Hannah G is definitely the kind of girl he'd want to marry.
I would agree with that.
She seems like she's sweet. Yes.
What's up with JoJo? I'm like,
what?
Did she use face fillers on her face?
You have a better TV than I do. I can
JoJo, something changed in JoJo. I don't know if it's plastic surgery or she put Botox or it's not a change at the level of that woman from The Hills who totally went through a complete transformation through via plastic surgery. Yeah, Heidi. But yeah, something's up with JoJo.
You know, Caitlin, who said she liked Caitlin from Canada, and they look very similar.
Uh-huh.
I wonder if they're from the same city. Don't you think they look alike?
Well, Caitlin's from Vancouver.
Oh, okay. This Caitlin was from Toronto, but I thought, well, I guess that's both the West
Canadian pride, you know,
Canada. They look similar. Together. They look. They had the same weird, like bright face. You know, like bright-eyed face.
Okay, here we go. This is the NBA dancer. You want me to critique her black dress, which comes up to her neck, right?
Well, not where it comes up to, but where it goes down to.
Yeah, didn't it have like an off-center sort of? Yeah, it has like a little like
that weird cut.
It's like a weird arrow thingy on the on her right.
How do you look at that on a rack and say this is perfect? It's so off.
I think I can explain this.
Okay,
try me out here. If you've ever had a dog that's a working dog, so not a little cute trophy dog. But like a working dog, like a border collie or a lab or something. Mm-hmm. Colored dark black, but they have highlights, right, in white. So the end of their tail and their feet and then right between their eyes, right, they have that ribbon. You know what I'm talking about?
Yes.
Dogs have light colors that highlight those areas. And the reason is because if you're an animal and you're looking at a dog, that makes the dog look bigger because it's highlighting all the extremities to make them look bigger, right? But the thing is, the color between their eyes, you ever notice it's always off kilter? It's always, it's not just a straight line. It always kind of like veers off to one side or the other.
Oh, I know. Okay, I see what you're saying.
The reason that is, via evolution or whatever, is like a zebra. The zebra pattern confuses the predator. They have trouble understanding what's going on with the zebra pattern. It's the same with the dog lying between the eyes. The reason it's off-center or goes astray is because it confuses the predator. Dog looks at you and you're like, why is it off center? It's confusing me. If you're an animal brain, you're undeveloped. So I think her dress, again, work with me here.
Yes.
Her dress by being off center and having this thing on the left, but not the right or whatever, makes you confused. And that's a good thing, right? It makes it mysterious.
Yeah.
They say symmetry leads to good looking people, but too much symmetry, if you break that rule, adds an air of mystery.
When I was very young, I remember reading, you know, when Bill Clinton was in office, I remember reading that he had one of the most symmetrical faces ever. And I thought, that is that
Oh, here's the sloth woman doing her way too excited reveal when she takes the mask off, yelling, basically yelling at Colton.
Now that we're kind of talking about the contestants again.
Yeah, we're all in on the contestants now.
Yeah, Cinderella, Chris's favorite, got cut.
Yeah, our Chris, Bachelor Masters Chris, had said last in our countdown episode that he liked Cinderella, right? But I think it was because he was intrigued because the her bio was all Cinderella, right? Like
it was hilarious. And
it said, what was her job? Her job was to clean the mansion after her stepsisters, right? Or something.
With her stepmom. And then she came, she fully committed. That's as much of a commitment as sloth. If anyone was, I don't know if Colton read bios, but that's pretty funny. That's pretty good. Yeah. If she was not put up, if someone didn't put her up to it, she might have been a very interesting contestant. Yeah.
She probably would have fared better if she had just come out without a gimmick.
Yeah, the gimmick was cute, but then I guess she midnight struck and she couldn't execute her.
The rose ceremony wasn't happening at midnight; it was daylight when they got.
I think she doesn't know what we know. But
I love how they just don't care anymore to like break the illusion of it being at night in the past seasons where they just come out at daylight the next morning. Yeah. I love it. It was a moment out of the unreal TV show playbook when that woman at the very end gets cut and she's crying during talking to the camera and then all the other women are in the background celebrating with their champagne.
Yeah, that was... That's the way it feels. I mean, you're cut night one. You definitely take it more personally than later on. Because means you flat out did not like the way you looked. That's all that means.
Yeah, well, first impressions are everything. I don't want to give any time to this interrupter person.
Oh, her name is Catherine. You know, kind of a crystal type.
Oh, she's straight up crystal meth. Absolutely.
Yeah. She's a stir.
I tweeted... from the Bachelor Masters account, I tweeted, how did she get from the set to the hot tub so quickly?
That's funny.
Oh, thanks. Wow. Yeah. Hey. All right. I don't Craig think won.
That'd be hard to get, though. You know, I wouldn't understand that because I'd be like, no, it's two different people, Craig. Oh, it's a joke.
It's a joke.
And when they're explained by me.
She's from Fort Lauderdale. Go figure. I think half of all reality stars are from Fort Lauderdale.
Florida.
I don't know. There's something wrong with her. I don't know. Obviously.
She's the older one. There's two older ones. There's the one that caught fish with him from Alaska that they abbreviate AK, which is the postal abbreviation, but very hard for people to get. Who don't know that.
You'd think rather than her strategy be interrupt everyone and try to assert your dominance, I guess, if she had just come across as more mature in general, if she's capable of that, I think it would have been a lot better.
They just had, you know, you have an empty spot, give it to her. Because she stirs things up. Oh, this is what's so interesting. I was going to say that 5 years ago, someone doing this would have gotten people to yell at. And I actually commend, I want to pronounce her name right. So I wrote it down phonetically. Anyeka. I know she has a longer name than that, but she said Anyeka. Anyeka reminds me of what I would do on reality TV. I would just fight for what's right and not care.
Yes, because I think you've mentioned that before. But she gets cut, right?
No, she does not get cut.
Okay. All of the women of color got selected except for...
I forgot her name too, but because it's just so many people. But then also the girl from who had Mandarin parents, who had parents from China.
Oh. Who's
Mandarin, not Mandarin. It's also
we just have to come around and say it. We try to not beauty shame or face shame, but we got to acknowledge that she was not in the same class as everyone else.
Ooh.
Like, looks wise.
Which one?
The woman of Asian descent. Not the NBA dancer, the one who had dyed her hair blonde.
Really? I mean, I don't know. I thought she was just as pretty as anyone else that walked up there.
Wait.
We're getting to something deeper. Before you insult anybody.
Too late.
Let's get to something much deeper here. Who I think this is so hard.
All right, we're going deep.
A young white guy from Colorado, or I guess Illinois, but let's just say the Midwest or whatever, Middle America, would never date a woman of color. I'm putting it out there to start the conversation. I'm not trying to say that's true.
Anecdotal evidence is never good evidence, but I am going to provide some anecdotal evidence. I know a guy. As our listeners know, I lived in Iowa for a number of years. Iowa generally is a right down the middle centrist type of state. You can go around Iowa and get a nice wholesome feel, but there are podunked redneck towns. And he's from one of them. And he's the first to admit it. He married a black woman. And I went to the wedding. There were people in his family that were visibly not happy with it, which was kind of a sight to see. But
dang.
This is just one example, but yeah.
I'm not saying it can't happen. I'm saying that someone with a high school mentality tends to go.
But he's also a millennial. And you know what? They have a different set of guiding principles, which is great. And you know what? He's getting a lot of flack for having a lot of white blonde women on here. You know, maybe that's because he indicated that as a preference. But he also selected four really awesome black women. Maybe you can like more than one type of woman.
Like I keep kind of bringing back to, I think this has to do a lot with culture. And I can give you anecdotal evidence in terms of a high school mentality. Everyone I know where I grew up in a very white high school could not cross the cultural boundaries. But if the person of color crossed into the white cultural norm, then they were accepted.
I don't think he had any of that on his mind.
It's subconscious. I don't think he's...
Let's log that. I'm going on record as saying there's going to be, in the final three or four, I think there's going to be two women of not white blondes.
Let's take that prediction and make sure it's true at the end. I am sure that everything we're watching, they are going to fantasy suite inundate us very soon, right? This whole season is going to lead up to the fantasy suite because of course. And then afterwards, that's all we're going to talk about.
What guy gets to lose his virginity? Not only possibly to a current Miss Alabama, who gets to say that, right? But he gets to potentially lose his virginity on consecutive nights to three beautiful women.
So you're saying it's dystopian?
it's like a
future reality, what everyone thought
reality.
It's like
reality every high school guy's dream is what I'm saying. It's like if you could predict that. Whoa. Someday you will lose your virginity on three consecutive nights to three separate women.
That is definitely what everyone thought was going to happen with reality TV show. Those movies that took it over the edge in the beginning, right? When everyone was against reality TV.
Well, isn't that how it is on your favorite show, Temptation Island? Kinda. Don't they take it too far?
I haven't seen it yet. Well, I haven't seen the new episode yet. But
in general, don't they do that?
Oh,
I don't know.
I mean, I don't know. I think 51 Minds Productions, like, all the VH1 reality TV shows did it, and it was good. And that's the kind of show Chris is critiquing. Now that he's gone, we can talk about him. Yes. He's critiquing the fact that all those VH1 shows, if you go on there for the quote unquote, the right reasons, aka looking for love, then you're crazy. And if you go on those shows for the wrong reasons, that's the right reasons. And that's a very, the issue is that The Bachelor, like I keep saying, is different.
It's the old guard. It's the
gold standard. It's the one where everyone's supposed to strive to. And if you are class A material, then you go on The Bachelor. If you're anything other than that, then you go on any of these other shows. That's the thinking, right? That's the high school TV thinking.
It's going to be fun to watch him losing his virginity to three different women on three consecutive nights because it's not what the show is supposed to be.
I'm going to address that with something else that happened this episode. They had that little baby TV.
Oh, yeah. The Bachelor babies.
Yeah. If it wasn't for Trista and Ryan, who had the first kid who looked kind of like spoiled brats, 12-year-olds being kind of like, what is this? I didn't know they were on TV. This show would have been VH1 status, you know, because there's been so much scandal that they could have been thrown off the air so many times. They actually cut out a piece of, which I thought was strange. They cut out Rosalind Pappas, I think her name was, in Chris Harrison's video package of him saying, you slept with a producer.
Right.
Do you remember that? That lady accused Chris Harrison of flirting with him on live national TV. and he couldn't even answer.
Right.
And he's married, right, with kids.
Or was married, yeah.
Oh, really? Oh, that's interesting.
Oh, he hasn't been married for a while now.
Oh, I didn't know that. But at the time, he was definitely married, and he didn't answer. He said, I'm not going to dignify that with a response. Why would they cut? This is why I thought it was kind of the last minute chop job.
It's a celebratory video. You want to include him saying, I'm not going to dignify that with a response on Me Too accusations.
Why did they include her in there? Because she is, once she said that, she is persona non grata, not welcome back ever. We'll never talk about her again.
Right.
And then they put her in the video package, which I was like,
right. Yeah, that's true. You make a good point.
Yeah. But they're right. So my original thing is that the Bachelor franchise has had so many things go wrong and been accused of so much bad stuff that they should have been off the air. But the redeeming factor, the thing that keeps pushing them back up, is that there's been kids, therefore the process works, or you know, whatever they want to say.
Right. Well, it kind of did. Who's your favorite woman in the whole world?
Carly.
Who's with the sex toy salesman? They had a kid. They were in there. Yeah. Carly.
Don't like it.
Uh-huh. I love how she's like, if we hadn't gone on TV, we would never have had a kid. Okay, one line of thinking, but that's putting the cart before the horse. No, you could have very easily had a kid without being on TV because you would have probably met somebody at some point.
Oh, right. They wouldn't have had this kid. The Bachelor cliches is they're so hard to get your mind around because they say things in the wrong way. Right. Girls all night kept saying to Colton, I wouldn't be here if it wasn't for you. That doesn't mean that. You mean you wouldn't have been interested in going on The Bachelor if Colton hadn't been The Bachelor. But the way it's said, it could be confusing to an ESL person. I can see it being confusing. And that's why when I hear English as a second language people say kind of cliche things, I give them a pass because I'm sure they're trying their best and they learned English through TV.
For a long time, I was with a non-native English speaker from Germany, and she, to this day, struggled with pop culture references. She always felt a little left out.
Well, that's different, right? That has to do with
phrases, things that we say, like cliches, just didn't register with her in the same way it registers with us. It wasn't automatic. So she had a hard time following some conversations. That's all.
So I know you want to let this go, this white guy who's at the top of his game, who considers himself to be pretty good looking, would never date a woman of color. And I know you want to leave this because it's not 100% true. I agree with you. But what you just said right there is exactly more or less my point, is that if they're not in your culture, then the relationship can only go so far.
There wouldn't be Romeo and Juliet, the Shakespeare story, without it.
Romeo and Juliet would never have lasted. My parents come from two different continents. I am speaking from personal experience, although I don't want you to take my experiences as having clout, but I have dated people from other countries, from other cultures, and even people who grew up in the same city I did, and still we're different. We're so different that you can't, you lose respect for people like that. I don't know if you did with the Germany girl, but I lose respect
for the person you're with. No, not at all. It's quite the opposite.
I did
tons of respect because she had to struggle through it, and struggle builds character.
I guess it depends if they persevered or not. I feel like I didn't feel the
some people don't have the moral fortitude to persevere at anything. But if Chris were here, he would say that you've contradicted yourself.
Okay, tell me.
Well,
how?
I'm not Chris. Oh, I don't know. It just sounds like
you are. How did I contradict myself? I'm interested. Well, no,
you're
I'm,
on the one hand saying that someone like Colton would never pick a black woman on his own accord, but then you went and said that people do it all the time.
Yeah, I'm saying people pick them, but I'm saying they don't stay with them, or they don't.
Well, he picked them,
pick them.
That's good enough. This is the first round he picked them.
Night one does not count for anything.
But he did pick them.
I said this plenty of times. I never even watched Night One until I had to.
Well, that's why Super Bowl party, because to get people like you to watch. And
despite what we think, Ben Higgins picked Jubilee for a very long time. But kept picking her, and she kept doubting herself. And according to him, that's why their relationship wouldn't have worked.
She psyched herself out based on some of the things you're talking about.
And I don't think it's something that we should, you know, we shouldn't have the I'm colorblind conversation. We should have the I'm very aware of culture conversation, and I want to address it.
Let's keep this going. I like where you're headed. Now, the never been kissed woman.
Heather.
Heather. She's not, well, so she is a virgin, which like makes sense that they'd have another virgin on the show.
Can you imagine having had sex and never been kissed? What do you
think? Well, the never been kissed thing, I mean, I don't necessarily even want to really get into it because it's so, there's just so much that doesn't compute about it. We got to hear more or something.
You don't see Heather as being the same trajectory as Colton. You know, it started off where it didn't happen and then it just didn't.
The never been kissed thing is so weird.
What if she doesn't drink? You know, what if she doesn't go to clubs? I can see, I don't think it's.
She's never been on a date and had, you know, you're on the porch and you get a kiss goodnight or something. I mean, come on. She doesn't seem like a, I don't know, like an emo or like a recluse type person. She seems like a totally outgoing person. It just doesn't compute. But the thing I wanted to bring up was not that. It's, I thought it was touching that she had gone and met Colton and taken a publicity photo with him at this fundraiser. Oh. She probably paid $20 or something, which is fine. You know, it goes to charity. That's cool. I thought that was
Dang,
cool.
You didn't think that maybe that was a little bit of them trying to explain away a possible IG problem, Instagram problem?
No, no. In fact, I would put this in the same category as something that you have always loved, or at least referenced, which is at some point in the past, somebody had Instagrammed a photo of the upcoming bachelor with a heart around it saying, "This is who I want to be with." Remember?
Oh, right. Sean did that to Caitlin.
I think it's cool. It's fine. She likes Colton. She has a picture with him. That's great. She's now on the show.
Oh, okay.
I'm trying not to be negative on this episode of our podcast. Easier.
You're trying to balance all the Chris out.
Yeah. Chris is hardly negative.
No, I know. That's what I'm saying. You're trying to balance you.
Oh, because Chris isn't here to balance.
And me and you are so negative, but same. I don't think I'm negative.
Yeah, you're right. Without Chris here, I think I've tried to keep myself positive in order to keep the same feeling of our podcast, even though Chris isn't here. Yeah. No one can replace Chris.
I kept thinking, what does Chris always say? And then I gave up because I started watching the show.
Well, he would have some nihilistic statement about this whole thing, like, despair and fleeting romance is at the heart of all first impressions. Dang, or something.
Chris is deep.
Yeah, and ironic, which, you know, I love irony. Okay, the last thing I can remember.
Oh, sorry. Yeah, Heather.
I think I'm done with that. Oh, okay. Unless you have anything else to say. Unless you have anything negative to say about her picture with Colton, I think we can move on.
No. Okay. She's not as scary as I thought she was going to be. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. You know, she seemed normal. But I don't know. And I can see the same trajectory happening for her that happened to Colton, where she just kind of, she's never been on a date because maybe she doesn't believe in internet dating or whatever. And then she doesn't go out to clubs, so she doesn't get randomly kissed.
There are lots of people that have to work one or more jobs. She went to college or, you know, after high school and have to study hard to succeed. And maybe she followed that route and just didn't have time to date. That could very well be the case. Yeah. So why are you holding it against Colton and not her?
I'm not. I'm saying that the Bachelor producers are trying to tell us that the reasons we don't want him as a Bachelor
are different.
Are not right. No, I don't. I can totally see why Colton's a virgin. He starts off having his conservative values, whether religious or not, and then he just keeps his life going and he doesn't think about women and then it doesn't happen and then it becomes more special or so he doesn't lose his virginity. And I think they're making a big deal out of it. I think Colton's making a big deal out of it.
All right. Well, hey, I can't remember what the other one was. You know what? I'm starting to wear down anyway. My caffeine is, you know, you get that window. And it's like the beer window. You get the caffeine window. I'm starting to wear down a little bit. You're on the beer window, even though it's like 11 in the morning.
No, I'm drinking my tea. I just like staring out the beer window.
It's 5 o'clock somewhere, EZR.
How about those ads, though? I wanted to watch the commercial. This was Super Bowl-y. New movies I'd never movies we're all looking forward to, I guess, like the Dumbo movie that has Danny DeVito, who can apparently do no wrong because he's in Always Sunny.
Well, they were pushing they coined a new phrase. I tweeted about this, I think. The Million Different Things, which is a spinoff of
It's a spin-off.
Other, it's made by the same producers as the other show.
Oh, All of Us or what?
This is us. So they were pushing the show. In fact, Chris Harrison did a bit live before they even went to the commercial. the announcer, the ABC announcer, who gets really annoying if you do watch the commercials, they coined a term. It's called emotional mystery. They called it America's favorite new emotional mystery.
It's a new category for shows.
Yeah, because I don't know, the guy
Berger
died, now they're trying to figure. It's revealed that all these relationships are in fact not what they seem. So it's a mystery based on emotions. Good for them.
You know, I tried watching This Is Us.
Oh, I can't. I can't.
Have you tried?
I've caught it. It's just not my kind of show.
It is so. Okay, never mind. I don't even know what I haven't thought about it that hard, but I really did
We'll talk about This Is Us next week.
Let's talk about This Is Us with Chris.
Yeah, Chris can really get us going on This Is Us. All right. Promise to our listeners, for better or for worse, we will This Is Us it next week. Which seems like a good place to end, don't you think? All right.
Yeah.
Well, we did it. We survived doing the podcast with just the two of us, EZR.
We got in plenty of fights, just like we said we would.
Yeah, it's good. That's, I think, what we're becoming known for. People have been throwing around the term tangent very loosely now. I think we've established
Sherman's infrastructure. We talked about Howard Stern retiring. Yes. We talked about other ABC shows and their coining of new terms for shows.
It's kind of what I envisioned the podcast to be, which is great. Shout out. We should do some shout outs. Shout out to Jen in Oregon, who is our merged as a super fan of The Bachelor Masters.
Oh, cool. Yes, of course.
Engaged, super awesome, always has positive things to say. Thanks, Jen. We appreciate you. And if you're there and you are thinking of yourself as a Bachelor Masters super fan, we don't want to be presumptuous. Reach out on Twitter, Instagram, God forbid our Facebook, which gets no action at all. Oh. And EZR, I look forward to seeing the first Bachelor Masters Instagram of the season. Oh, you did? Oh, when?
Yep. It's just based, you kept saying that there were softballs lobbed at me, and I did not, I didn't want to make the obvious joke, and I didn't even feel that comfortable with what I did say. I just, the girl that faked an Australian accent?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, to me that was a classic bait. So
that's what our Instagram's about?
Kind of. You can look it up. It's not my favorite, but I definitely think that she could have been the next Corinne if there wasn't so much other stuff going on.
Yeah. Well, maybe she will. She made it through, right? So maybe
she did make it through. Okay.
All right. We will see you next week, and Chris will be back.
Okay, bye. See you later.